The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And before we start on today's topic, I just want to remind everybody we have an event. AMT Centers have an event, but both Janet and myself are going to be there. And what that event is about is in order to introduce them to everyone as an elite blood drawing center. They're inviting people over by appointment for a free blood test. And that blood test will include a complete blood count, serum chemistries, and a urine analysis. So their first event will be this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. In case there are any cancellations and you'd like to come, you can give them a call. And if they're all full, then they're going to follow that event up on December 5th, with the same, offer. And by the way, they'll be able to do other tests for you at extremely good prices. So if you'd like to, be scheduled, give them a call at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Okay, now, I think the question that has to be asked when we're talking about health, and I don't know if it's really ever asked, is why do we get sick? I think there are a few obvious answers that people come up with. You know, they might say, well, you smoke too much or at all, or you drink too much, or maybe you don't get enough exercise, or you don't eat properly. And clearly those things play a role in why people become sick. But I think the bigger problem when it comes to illness is not recognizing it. And by that I mean, you know, physicians not evaluating patients appropriately enough to identify people that have problems before they manifest themselves. And a perfect example of that is how many times have you heard stories being told about sudden cardiac deaths? They say a patient just died out of the clear blue with no history of heart disease. Well, there was no history of heart disease because they didn't look hard enough. It would be very unusual for someone to have absolutely no problems to all of a sudden have a fatal event or even a non-fatal event. It's just that the doctors aren't checking patients properly. So that's part of the problem. And one of the areas that isn't checked properly enough or addressed enough is thyroid dysfunction. Now, a couple of things that most people may not be aware of when it comes to thyroid dysfunction is its relationship to depression and high cholesterol, just to name a few things. So, but we know, based on what doctors basically do, is that high cholesterol is a statin drug deficiency, and depression, of course, requires antidepressants like Prozac. Here are some of the symptoms that are ignored by physicians as they relate to thyroid disease, because they do limited testing for thyroid disease and they come out in the normal range. Therefore, any of the patient's complaints couldn't possibly be related to thyroid. Now, these tests aren't exclusive. I mean, these problems aren't exclusive to thyroid disease. You can have some of these problems for other reasons, but for patients complaining about these problems in the context of many of them together, then you have to start thinking maybe there's a thyroid issue, and we'll be able to explain why. Problems. Brenda's not sitting with me right now. She's in her car on her way to the studio. So, well, maybe we lost Janet. She'll be with us.
Anyway, for patients. I'm here, Dr. Slavin, but the show does keep coming in and out. Sometimes I lose you. And so I am getting close to being able to get on the road to you, and so what I'm going to do is hang up the phone because it's cutting in and out.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Just leave the radio on.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so Janet should be here shortly, but she got caught in lots of traffic coming here, and I guess this is I would think by this time people should have been at work already. Anyway, so people complain about gaining weight inappropriately or difficulty losing weight despite watching their diet or exercising. Constipation is another symptom associated with a thyroid problem. Low body temperature. I remember, and this is a long time ago, making rounds in the intensive care unit of a hospital. And I happened just to ask a nurse. I said, I see you marked down that patient's temperature at 95. Does that mean anything to you? And she said, no, we're only concerned when it's elevated. So, that's the mindset when it comes to understanding what your body temperature really signifies. Another common complaint with regard to thyroid problems, fatigue or exhaustion, having a rundown feeling. A lot of women complain of hair issues, coarse or dry hair, or hair is falling out. I mean, nothing gets a woman's attention faster than that. And yet, how often is it ignored as a thyroid problem? A coarse or gravelly voice as well, puffiness or swelling around the eyes, joint pains. Now, how many times is a doctor going to think of thyroid when you complain of joint pains? He's going to say you need a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Even carpal tunnel syndrome may be a tip-off that you have a thyroid issue, or irregular menstrual cycles. Infertility, having trouble conceiving a baby, could be a sign. Depression, mood changes, difficulty concentrating. These are all very common symptoms. And that's because thyroid dysfunction is very common. And the reason for that, well, there are lots of reasons why thyroid can be dysfunctional. But we have a lot of reasons for that. For example, if you have, and this we see a lot of times in women, estrogen dominance. That means the body isn't making enough progesterone to balance off the estrogen. Well, that can be a cause of a thyroid issue as well. How about certain medications people are taking, like cholesterol-lowering drugs or beta blockers? That can interfere with thyroid function. A big factor are the estrogen-disrupting chemicals. Now, there are a lot of those in the environment. Mercury, lead, phthalates, bisphenol, those are the plastics. They've all been linked not only to thyroid problems, but to early menopause. You know, we don't really have a good test to look at the plastics that your body is absorbing, but when they have tested groups of people, they find that probably over 90% of people have evidence of those substances in their body. But mercury and lead, we have very good tests for that. But it's not the blood test. You're going to get a false negative when you have the blood test because those chemicals don't hang out in the blood. They're very quickly deposited in tissues. So you need to do a provocative test like a chelation challenge where you take a chelating agent and then collect your urine to see what's being excreted from your body. Now, probably, and I would think in my opinion, the biggest reason we have thyroid issues is because we're exposed to halogens. Halogens, if you look at the periodic table of the elements, right at the top is chlorine, then you have fluoride, then you have bromine, and then you have iodine. Well, we know that iodine is essential for hormone production by the thyroid, but those other halogens will displace iodine. So bromine, we're exposed to bromine because it's found in pesticides and plastics, bakery goods, beverages, flame retardants. And sometimes we can spot it on a label. Sometimes there's no label to look at. Fluoride, you know, they still routinely add fluoride to the water supply. And interestingly enough, this was used as a treatment in Europe to reduce thyroid activity in hyperthyroid patients as late as the 1970s. In other words, they were giving fluoride to patients to reduce thyroid activity. It's been recognized, according to the report in 2006 by the National Research Council of the National Academies, that fluoride is an endocrine disruptor, a disruptor in a broad sense of altering normal endocrine function. Now, speaking of fluorides, we spoke about one class of products. Absolutely necessary. The fluoroquinolones, those are fluoride antibiotics, so they're going to have an effect on thyroid. So when you're exposed to fluoride, it's going to affect your thyroid gland, your parathyroid gland, pineals, adrenals, pancreas, pituitary. It's not just focusing in on your thyroid gland. And also it doesn't take much fluoride to create these problems. And another interesting point about fluoride, it can mimic thyroid-stimulating hormones. So that's the test that most doctors look at to see if your thyroid is functioning well. Well, if the fluoride is interfering with that measurement, the likelihood is you're going to miss that problem. It's going to damage the thyroid cells and disrupt the conversion of T4 to T3. And that music means it's time for a break, and maybe Janet will be here after we come back from this. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut or your digestive function is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me momentarily will be Janet Cimarelli. She'll be walking in the door any second now. And we've been talking about really the issue of why we get sick, and the secondary issue, though, is how sometimes the diagnosis is missed. Because I mentioned a bunch of symptoms, by the way, that people clearly have. And even when you complain to your doctor with those symptoms that can be associated with a dysfunctional thyroid, he may overlook it because your thyroid hormone tests are normal. And here you're complaining of all these things that are associated with the thyroid problem. So what does that mean? That means the tests are missing a lot of people that have a thyroid problem. And how does that happen? Well, I mentioned if you make a thyroid hormone with chlorine, fluorine, or bromine instead of iodine in its center of the hormone, the molecule, you'll have a hormone that measures out on a blood test, but it's not functioning properly. So the first test that doctors use routinely and sometimes only by itself is the TSH level. Now, the first problem is they give you the range of a TSH level as high as 4.5. Ideally, the TSH level should be between 1 and 1.5. So right off the bat, you're missing the opportunity to diagnose the problem. The other problem with the TSH level is it can be suppressed by stress. So if you're under stress, it pushes your TSH level down, and the doctor thinks everything is normal. An elevated TSH, TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. So when you have an elevated TSH, and this is what you have to look at, above 1.5, not the 4.5 that the labs routinely use, it's suggestive that your thyroid gland isn't meeting the demands of the body and making enough thyroid hormone, so the brain has to keep telling it, put out more thyroid hormone. So the TSH test by itself is not the greatest test. Good morning, Janet, in person.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin, in person. Oh, am I happy to be here. It was a terrible scene on the turnpike.
Was there an accident or just everybody
just
likes to drive slow?
A fender bender.
Oh, there was
but,
one?
It literally brought traffic to a halt.
A lot of rubbernecking.
Okay, here, I have some questions. I've been listening to you this morning, and thyroid is one of my most interesting topics because so many different things in our diets and lifestyle and environment tend to cause thyroid dysfunction. And the categories that the medical community has created for diagnosing these issues are less than adequate, is what I would say. Okay, so we've heard about insulin resistance. So insulin is a hormone, and ultimately the cell's receptor sites no longer accept that insulin to bring sugar into the cell. Is there such a thing as thyroid stimulating hormone resistance? So here's your pituitary gland putting out this hormone. And how come we don't address it as pituitary function? How come it is only referred to as thyroid stimulating hormone? Does the pituitary ever get exhausted? How do you connect the inability of the thyroid to respond to thyroid-stimulating hormone?
Well, I was just looking. You mentioned something that's an interesting topic, thyroid hormone resistance. And I'm not sure doctors are even aware of that issue. I haven't heard it mentioned.
And keep in mind, these are our brightest medical minds out there.
Well, I can think back when you taught about thyroid disease. This was not mentioned. It does exist. The question is it a rare syndrome as they talk about it, or is it probably more common than is really thought? And what does that syndrome mean? It means that your thyroid hormone levels are elevated. So that looks like you might be hyperthyroid, but your thyroid stimulating hormone level is not suppressed. So that feedback loop is blocked.
Okay, so I'm going to just jump in out of the blue and suggest that possibly stress, possibly sugar, possibly adrenal function in there can contribute to that interruption in the proper loop. The feedback from your thyroid to the pituitary that, yes, you have very nicely balanced thyroid hormones. The feedback from your thyroid to your adrenal glands that, yes, everything is working as it should. The whole kind of glandular acknowledgement that the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenal glands, and indeed the pancreas are all getting the kinds of things that they need in order to function properly.
We have to take a look at the range, what they call the normal range, but it's really not the normal range. It's the average range of thyroid stimulating hormone.
And we know what we think about that average range.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of times they'll include sick people when they determine the range, because you can have thyroid problems and have no symptoms, and or at least symptoms that you attribute to the thyroid.
Okay, I think that's the problem. Very good description, yes.
So they're included in the makeup of this. So that's why you have thyroid stimulating hormone levels as high as 4.5 considered normal. And then the doctors don't have time to think about what they're doing. They're just looking at the lab results. They say, well, TSH is normal. You don't have a thyroid problem. But there are things that interrupt the feedback mechanism that suppress TSH levels. You can't rely on TSH. Can you rely on measuring the free T3 and free T4 levels? Well, to me, that's a better choice, but also not necessarily the final answer, because you may have circulating levels of free T3 and free T4 in the normal range, but maybe that, what if they're not working properly? What if the cells are not responding to the influence of the thyroid hormone? How do I know that? Well, it's interesting. You can give people two different people the same dose of thyroid. One person will experience symptoms of too much thyroid, like a rapid heartbeat or a shake, a little tremor, and the other person feels nothing. So how do you explain that? Every tissue has their own the hormone level of hormones, and that's why you have to adjust, well, let's put it this way, you should adjust the hormone dosage based on the patient's response, not just based on a blood test.
Okay. Earlier, Dr. Slavin, you mentioned that one of the symptoms of dysfunctional thyroid might be elevated cholesterol. What about the concept that your cholesterol level matches your body's need and supports your body's ability to circulate thyroid hormone on that cholesterol molecule, and that your body actually is manufacturing thyroid hormone with components from the cholesterol? What about that point of view?
I think we're
so out of balance with regard to thyroid support.
The thyroid hormone is necessary to for the proper metabolism of cholesterol. So if you don't have enough thyroid, then the cholesterol levels are going to go up. But here's an interesting observation. It's a little bit off track because
Okay, so excuse me. I have to interrupt you. If you don't have enough thyroid, your cholesterol levels are going to go up. Might that be a signal to your body to manufacture more cholesterol so that there are more vehicles for delivery of thyroid hormone around the body because the thyroid hormone is essentially grabbing a ride on the cholesterol molecule?
You know, that I'm not sure of because, and the way we would look at that, again, if you treat patients and you observe them closely and you let's say you replace thyroid hormone and you adjust the dosage appropriately, you can then monitor the response as far as cholesterol goes and you see how they respond. But the point I wanted to make is we make such a big deal about cholesterol and its contacts with heart disease that there's a stronger connection with thyroid and heart disease than with cholesterol. And just to finish that thought, grizzly bears, and I presume other bears as well, will run cholesterols in the 800s. They're mammals like we are, and they don't have coronary artery disease. Maybe it's because they also make vitamin C. But the point is, I think we're looking at the wrong marker of disease when we look at cholesterol.
Well, unfortunately, so often when we look at cholesterol, we resort to certain types of drugs and even natural substances. Some of the natural substances out there that people choose to work on creating cholesterol levels that are in the range that their doctor is aiming for. That may very well bring with them a whole host of negative side effects, additional hormone dysfunction, weakness, and possibly forgetfulness, memory. You're going to possibly suppress your immune function. So there's so many different things that your cholesterol is involved in, and just in a very, very harsh way to reduce it, to have a specific number on a blood test. But I want to get back to your talk about thyroid as connected to heart disease. Now, thyroid may contribute to a cardiac symptom, arrhythmia, either a rapid heartbeat, possibly a slow heartbeat. When we come back from this break, Dr. Slavin, isn't that just creating a symptom? Is it truly heart disease? Because when we fix the thyroid, then those heart symptoms tend to go away. So that's the question for when we come back from this break. That music means you are listening to Natural Doc Radio, taking a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today.
954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. I am here. Tardy, but I'm here after fighting off the traffic on my way to the radio station, our little radio station. And just before the break, I was asking about the connection of thyroid dysfunction and heart disease. But before we get back to our discussion, I just want to let everybody know that on Saturday, we are having a very, very special event with AMT centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, from 8 to 11 on Saturday. And no, you don't have to wear your Halloween costume. It's early in the morning so that you can come fasting in order to take advantage of the free, that's it, at no charge, free chem panel that's going to give you your liver enzymes, your glucose level, your sodium, potassium, your calcium level, all of those things, and your CBC. So you're going to find out your white blood cell, red blood cell, hemoglobin, hematocrit. You're going to find out your platelet count and your analysis. So those three tests, absolutely free. And that's this Saturday at AMT Centers. Now, the appointment schedule is full, but if you want to get on the waiting list or if you want to make an appointment for December 5th, when AMT Centers is very kindly offering this free incentive to find out a little bit more about your health profile. So you can call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. Fabulous offer from AMT Centers. Dr. Slavin?
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Janet. No, I was just thinking about...
You were just relaxing.
A study that I think Broda Barnes wrote about, I'm not sure if he conducted it or wrote about it, but it's his observation that people with thyroid issues originally, they succumbed to smallpox because their immune system wasn't strong enough to fight it off. So that took away that group of people in the population. When they got rid of smallpox and it was no longer a threat to life,
the
people with the thyroid problems lived longer.
Survived.
But now they were dying from tuberculosis.
Okay.
And so this is what they're observing. And then when they got the tuberculosis issue under control, they lived longer to develop heart disease. So what Broda Barnes is observing here, that thyroid dysfunction to him and to me too seems to obviously play a role in the development of heart disease.
What about in the development of cancer?
That's also been shown. They've shown that the people with the highest thyroid hormone levels, I'm not talking about hyperthyroid, but within the range, the ones in the higher end of the range, had a lower incidence of cancer.
Okay. Higher end of the range of T4 and T3? Higher end?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just seem to show the association between thyroid function and immune system, in other words, susceptibility to illness, and also it carries on to heart disease. Not suggesting that coronary artery disease is an infectious disease, although some people have in the past. I think that's been disproven at this point. Like the nanoparticles, I think they were talking about in the plaque of the coronary arteries, and they wanted to treat that. I sort of follow Linus Pauling's position on it, that it's maybe a representation of what's called chronic scurvy because of not enough vitamin C in your diet. But nevertheless, the back that's point up, and this is where Linus Pauling was coming from, animals that make their own vitamin C don't suffer from coronary artery disease.
Oh, my goodness. The hip bone's connected to the thigh bone. Thigh bone's connected. You know, it's we might try to put different parts of the body in separate categories. But the truth of the matter is so many different things depend on total body function. And when one part of the body starts to decline in quality function, then other systems then begin to fail as well. Okay. One of the things that very often I talk to people about with regard to thyroid is iodine. And when they visit their endocrinologist, essentially they are met with an absolutely frightening response. No, 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 no iodine. Don't use iodine. Iodine will create more problems. Do you have a comment on that, Dr. Slavin?
My position on that is, again, look at nature. Look at the kind of diet you're supposed to be having. I think we've fluctuated so much away from what we should be eating. And we've been, as we mentioned earlier, exposed to the competitors to iodine, the chlorine, fluorine, and bromine, that you really need to take more iodine to make up for that. Because the iodine you may be getting in your diet is being displaced by those other halogens, and you need to therefore take more iodine.
One of the things that I talk to people about is how poultry, particularly chicken, is delivered to the marketplace. And because there is a terrible issue with salmonella, one of the treatments for the chicken after the animal is slaughtered is to be put through a very concentrated chlorine bath because in order to kill off the salmonella. So here people are being exposed extensively to chlorine, and that displaces their iodine. And they don't even realize it. They think that they're choosing a higher quality diet by choosing chicken rather than choosing, say, red meat or some other source of protein. And indeed, they are literally smothering their thyroid. It's a very interesting situation because you were talking about Broda Barnes, who has written the book, The Unsuspected Illness, Thyroid Disease, and he was observing so much. And because I have to depend on my clients bringing me their blood tests from a variety of different physicians. And sometimes the blood tests don't have very meaningful information on them, meaningful in that they would give me a clue, a really good insight into thyroid and adrenal function. Maybe they just have TSH levels on the blood test, nothing more. And so I've gotten into this situation of observation because I've had to. There are no other ways for me to be providing quality information for my clients other than observing their facial characteristics, listening to their voices, as you mentioned. One of the things that I ask to do is, can I feel your hands? And so I observe so much, and maybe just with a very subtle introduction of thyroid supporting substances, sometimes not containing any kind of glandular extract. And I tend to get the beginnings of response that tell me, yes, indeed, this person is dealing with thyroid dysfunction.
Well, observation, that was the original way of making diagnoses of medical problems. The TSH test, we pointed out its limitations. A better test, but certainly not the only test that needs to be done, is the free T3 and free T4. Those are the active thyroid hormones. You want to see that they're in range. But could they be in range and you still have a thyroid problem? The answer is yes. So,
how do we know that those free T3, free T4 are active? How do we know that they're charged and able to be utilized by the body?
Well, that's the point. There are a few other factors that play a role. You want to look for thyroid antibodies. So anybody doing a complete panel on thyroid should include thyroid antibodies, because if your body is making these antibodies, it's going to reduce the function of your thyroid gland. And then lastly, and by the way, if you only do a TSH test, you can see now how you can miss so many people with a thyroid problem. If you do a free T4 and free T3 and it's in a normal range, but you have thyroid antibodies, you're going to have problems with all those symptoms associated with thyroid dysfunction. So in my opinion, not the only test, but the best test, because now this is a functional test. So it's really determining how your thyroid hormones and your thyroid gland is functioning, is that's the basal body temperature.
What a concept. Going back to basics.
Back to the future, right?
Right.
That's what was always, that was the standard, by the way, at one time. You would measure someone's temperature. If it was low, that would be a suggestion that the metabolism is slow. And what controls the metabolism are your thyroid hormones. Now, how do you do that test? You before you get out of bed in the morning, so you would have the thermometer ready at the bedside. When you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, because this is when your temperatures are the lowest, and your temperature is expected to be lower, but not so low. So 97.6, if it's below that, you may have a thyroid problem. Could also be an adrenal problem, because that also affects temperature levels. But take your temperature, and if it's below 97.6, that's pointing in the direction of a possible thyroid problem. Now what do you do? Well, you might say that to your doctor and he'll laugh you out of the office.
And that's what happens when I talk to people about their body temperatures and then they repeat what I've said to their doctors. Their doctor says, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Because they don't remember the physiology, or they never knew it. But this was the test. It's still a good test. It was good when it was first, observed that people with thyroid hormone issues have lower body temperatures. That's still present today. The physiology hasn't changed. So the idea is to get the best picture of how a person's body is functioning, and you have to use all these tests. Now, lastly, you try a therapeutic trial. If you're not absolutely sure it's a thyroid problem, you could put somebody on low-dose thyroid, observe how they feel. Repeat the lab test. If you see a good response, then you know you're in the right direction. Because I can guarantee it's not an antidepressant deficiency or a statin deficiency or an NSAID deficiency. You know, these problems are probably related to thyroid.
Okay, I hear music. And when we come back, I'm going to tell all of our listeners why so many people in Florida have a thyroid problem. That music means it's time for us to take a break. I'm Janet Zimbrelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Just a reminder that AMT centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, they are the sponsor of Natural Doc Radio. And so if you're interested in an introduction to Advanced Medical Testing Center, you can come for a little tour. You can call and find out about appointments. You can find out about the very, very special menu of tests that are available at super prices at AMT centers. The number to call for more information about AMT centers, 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And just a reminder that today is Thursday. That means I am in Fort Lauderdale at Tooney's Natural Grocery. And then tomorrow I'll be broadcasting remotely from Greenlands in Delray Beach. So I cover a lot of territory in South Florida. And keeping in mind what I said just before the break, I'm going to let everybody know my theory about why so many people in South Florida have thyroid issues. What is South Florida full of? They're full of transplants from northern, colder climes. And what have those people been trying to avoid? Cold winters. Why are they trying to avoid those cold winters? Because they're always cold. Their hands, their feet, always cold.
Well, one of the symptoms of a underactive thyroid is cold intolerance. So you can even diagnose yourself. Just think, what temperature do you keep your air conditioner at?
And one of the things that I talk to people about is you have a sensitivity to as little as 1 degree change in temperature. If the temperature goes up, you're not comfortable. You would feel a little stuffy. If the temperature change goes down 1 degree, oh, it's too cold. The tip of my nose is cold.
Now, how do you approach the treatment of needing more thyroid hormone? And I want to make a distinction between medications and hormones.
Yay.
Hormones are not medications. Hormones are substances made in your body, and as we get older or if we are impacted by the environment, there's going to be a drop in those hormone levels. So we restore normal hormones to a higher level. Medications are completely different. Medications are
synthetic to begin with.
Artificially manufactured substances. And because they're patented, how do you get a patent on a medication? It's because that substance has never been seen on Earth before. Because if it's natural, you can't patent it. So it's a completely foreign substance to your body. Now, you have choices. You can take something that's natural, bioidentical, and those are thyroid hormones like Natrathroid. Or, as most physicians recommend, is synthetic hormones like Synthroid or levothyroxine, which is only T4, whereas the bioidentical thyroid hormones are desiccated thyroid. They're taken from whole thyroid glands, and the more desiccated means they've been dried out. And then the amount of the thyroid hormones in the gland are measured, and you have the T3 and the T4 and probably T2 as well. So you're getting the whole array of thyroid hormones that are normally found in the body. And that's what I like to use. I like to imitate nature as much as we can.
Okay, now let me tell you what I hear from my clients, Dr. Slavin, about why those natural glandular thyroid support approaches are not good. We can't control precisely how much T4 and T3 are in those animal source glandular extracts. You need to have the synthetic. We can control that precisely. What do you say to those doctors?
Well, first thing, Synthroid was under scrutiny at one point because their levels weren't precise either, even though they have about 15 different dosage strengths in a pill form. The body is not precise in that way. The amount of hormone secretion from any of the glands is going to fluctuate over a 24-hour period. So ideally you'd like a proper functioning thyroid gland and let your body take care of it. But we live in a polluted environment in many cases where those functions are being interfered with. So you titrate, you observe the patient and their response.
Oh, coming back to that observation again.
But Janet, I came across something that's very interesting here. Were you aware of any association with gluten sensitivity and thyroid dysfunction?
Absolutely. Along with the list of goitrogenic vegetables and soy, gluten is way high up on that list of interfering factors.
Well, you know, it says here gluten looks very similar to thyroid hormone. And those with Hashimoto's disease, that's where your body is attacking your own thyroid gland. Maybe it's because you developed a leaky gut syndrome. The gluten looks like the hormone, so your body makes antibodies to the gluten. And as a molecular mimicry means it goes after the thyroid gland. So people with Hashimoto's disease are typically required to go on a gluten-free diet to quell.
With that from the people that I speak with.
And then here's the other point is some synthetic thyroid medications may contain gluten in the manufacturing process.
Ooh.
So it's important to make sure your medication is gluten-free besides cutting gluten out of your diet. Now, that's why I use Nature Throids, a company that makes a very pure thyroid hormone. That's important to know. One last thing, Janet. Other nutrients play a role as well. Iodine, selenium, iron, and cortisol. You're deficient in any of those, it's going to impact thyroid function.
And the amino acid tyrosine. You absolutely need tyrosine in order to manufacture thyroid hormone. If you're not using a high-quality multivitamin mineral formulation, you may very well have a selenium deficiency. You need to make sure that the form of selenium in your supplement package is selenomethionine. That's a very usable form of the trace mineral selenium. One of the ways to get a little bit of selenium, Brazil nuts, maybe one or two a day. And that whole profile of ingredients, very, very important to have on a regular basis. And I mentioned the goitrogenic vegetables before. So there's a lot of disparity. If you were to do a Google search of goitrogenic foods, but the most common ones that I see, because people perceive them to be very much health-supporting vegetables, and they tend to overeat or overindulge in these vegetables, and I'm talking about spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and very specifically kale. You need to have gluten-free breads. You might even think about doing a grain-free diet because overall, those grains can be creating substances that are being suppressed. One of the things that I use, Dr. Slavin, a variety of different approaches. Some of the approaches that I would use would just be vegetarian source supplements that give a whole profile of quality ingredients that support thyroid. But I also use from Biotics ThyroStim, and it's really interesting because that ThyroStim formula has In addition to the thyroid glandular extract made under pharmaceutical standards, but also some other glandulars that are that picture of interaction among all of the different glands in our bodies producing very, very interactive hormone levels.
Janet, another factor is inflammation. Inflammation is going to disrupt thyroid function. And if your doctors aren't checking inflammatory markers, they're going to miss that every day of the week.
And you can check inflammatory markers at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Remember, 754-216-2332. And I've been told we are out of time on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be in Greenlands in Delray Beach from 10 to 11 on the radio to 11 to 2 in the store. And so thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.